Young men and women in Upper Nile States, Baliet County say the resilience program will help feed their families and vulnerable people in their communities. The Youth Empowerment Activity Program, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, is operated by a U.S. nonprofit, the Education Development Center, and the local group Nile Hope. It offers a training program for young adults in Baliet and Wulang counties in Upper Nile State. Yai Chola Long is the chairperson of a football association in Baliet County.
This project has captured all the associations in Baliet, including my association, and it has benefited us all. They open for us classes, they train the youth, they train the trainees, and we have the learners in the classes in all various payams of Baliet County. They are teaching us how to be financially independent as a youth and you don't have a job.
Halong says the project improved his living standards after he learned how to preserve fish and to build a network of customers. He says his income has shot up.
In a month, before, sometimes I can just have 100,000. In this year, I have source, I have different source. I have fishing, I'm fishing, and sometimes I'm doing some micro business like getting clothes in Juba, come and sell them in local market. So now, sometimes I can reach to 300, 400 a month. So now the income has increased. So I have the customers who are taking my supplies. Now I have how to get their income. I'm really proud of it.
Chuang Kwal Chuang is the deputy chairperson of Baliet County Youth Association. He says the project has encouraged young men and women to shun violence and focus on development activities.
We have noticed what USAID has done is good for us, the youth. Nobody has fully recovered from the negative impacts of the conflict because people do not get all their needs and desires. But after we received items like a computer, sound system, there will be a change of mindset. Nobody will think of causing conflict.
He says the youth harvest their farms and sell affordably priced produce to vulnerable citizens.
We also have a savings cooperative society. We recently decided to build a dike across a stream called the Nyinbil. This was one of the several ways of helping vulnerable people. Vehicles could not cross to Baliet from Malakal because of the stream. Only strong people could cross. But we decided to make a passage. We also group ourselves to cultivate or wheat, a farm of an old woman or man.
Michael Red Choi is the chairperson of Baliet Community Help Group, which distributes sacks of sorghum, known as dura, to vulnerable people. He says their goal is to lead the youth towards financial independence.
We have some vulnerable group like the oldest and those who don't have their hand during the crisis. We join our hand and collect some dura and then give them. And if you see the person having no shelter, we brought the wood and build a shelter for the vulnerable. Right now, if we are seeing someone have no something to eat, we can collect the dura and then we can help this person. We are trying to lead the youth to work hard for their life.
He says their group also distributed 10 sacks of sorghum to internally displaced persons in Gela Chol in December last year. Choi says their group saved an old woman who nearly starved last year. Chol Chuang is blind and depends on handouts from well-wishers.
We were given money and food items. They helped us to feed our families. Only that the food items are now over. We need more support because we cannot manage to go fishing or cultivating. We only sit in one place. If we are helped with the food items, we only eat while staying at home because we cannot do any work. Helping a vulnerable person is a blessing. God bless the well-wishers.
Youth Empowerment Activity is a four-year project launched in 2020 and targets 25,000 South Sudanese between 15 and 29 years. The project also operates in Eastern Equatoria, Jonglei, Unity, Western Barrel Ghazal, and Central Equatoria Estates. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwart in Malakal.